I feel it's exercise for my eyes.
Yes,
what I love is that I discover artists I have never heard of, never seen before. Or I see artists whose work I never knew could look like this.
Yeah, because they're in another situation.
But do you think, what I find extraordinary about your trio of shows is that they are about the senses. They're extremely visual, and they are asking people to exercise their eyes.
I think so, and it's an invitation. It's not like proving anything. It's like, I think the visitor himself has to give the effort as well to look and to take time for it, you know? Because you could just run through it and see nothing or feel nothing. I think you have to be very open-minded. But for me, it's a big difference to looking at abstract painting or figurative painting or even classical music and contemporary music. Because I think when you look at the classical painting, you look at the figures, if you only look at classical, and if you look at the abstract painting, you look at the concept and the thing. But if you're used to look at both, you see the abstract part in the figurative painting, and you feel the energy of the abstract painting. Because I think, like Rothko, he said as well, don't look at it, just feel it. You have to feel his eyes. You have to, in front, you have to be eaten by the color. But if you want to look what you see, you don't understand the Rothko. Yeah. But when you just put yourself, you have to empty yourself totally and then be receptive, and then it's just amazing, like here as well.
Yeah.
And with music it's the same. I think if you listen beautiful Mozart and Beethoven, which I love, or whatever, you know, but then you almost know what's coming. Huh? The melody is there.
Right.
And, but this is also absolutely beautiful. And then a lot of contemporary music, if you listen that way, that you're lost. But you have to think nothing, just be open and that this music comes through you, and then it's a wonderful experience as well. Yeah?
And this feels totally immersive.
Yes.
I'm sort of reminded of Rothko's Chapel.
Yes,
You know, but...
you've been there?
Yes, yeah. And you just have to sit there for a while.
Yes.
And just be, and not be in
it's
a hurry.
It's very strange. I've been a few times, because my idea of the Rothko Chapel was like something, a dream I would never also be able to achieve in our foundation. And we have a big ground, because we have an industrial part where we're going to make a museum. And
really?
There's a big round building. Mm-hmm. But I said, this is a little bit like Guggenheim. So this should be the museum. This should give the new energy to all the other buildings. And I was thinking of the Menil family, so they did the Rothko Chapel just in time. Mm-hmm. I said, my dream would be to have the best contemporary artists. This I did in 1999, just before 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The best living artists to have a work. And then we ended up with Anish Kapoor, who became very friends. And I think we have one of his masterpieces there, The Edge of the World. So.
Oh, right.
Yes, which is this huge... and it's such a physical and spiritual experience, you know, in this round building. And this is our Rothko Chapel. And the people come and see it, and it's very nice. But I must say, when the Rothko's in the Tate, I'm always much more moved than the ones in Houston. I don't know what's happened with me.
Mm. The red room.
The red room.
The
dark ones there in the Tate are so magic.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel the magic in the Rothko Chapel, did you?
Well, I sat there for a while. At first I thought, oh, it's black.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh... And I just kind of, but I sat there for a while.
Yeah. But I went out, came back, but people were talking, and it was not the right
music. I was all by myself.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. But I loved it. I mean, the ones in the Tate are wonderful.
They're more magic for me. I don't know why.
For me, it's the most, what you've created is part of what is special about art, when it transports you, when it transforms what you think, and when it immerses you.
Yeah.
So... thank you very much
for
this exhibition and for this interview.